From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting two key U.S. cabinet members are hoping to ease Mexican concerns about the Trump administration's policies toward Mexico. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly meet Thursday with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and members of his cabinet. Here is presidential spokesman Sean Spicer.
It's significant that the president is sending the secretaries to Mexico so early in the administration. It's symbolic of the meaningful relationship that our two nations have.
It will be the first in what is expected to be a series of high-level meetings focusing on drug trafficking, trade, and immigration. United Nations Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura said Wednesday he is not expecting a breakthrough in upcoming talks, but he hopes to build momentum toward peace. He made the remarks just a day before he plans to open the discussions in Geneva. De Mistura warned of spoilers who will try to scuttle his efforts to bring the Syrian war to an end. A coalition official says U.S. forces have been shot at and have returned fire in the battle to take to the Iraqi city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. The U.S. has about 450 military advisors deployed to assist Iraqi forces in the battle. They are not supposed to do any fighting, but have gotten close enough to the front that they have had to return fire on occasion. There was no word as to whether there have been any U.S. casualties. Malaysian police said Wednesday the two women is suspected of poisoning the half-brother of North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un, knew what they were doing, and had been trained to do it. At least one of the women arrested in connection with the death of Kim Jong-nam has claimed she was tricked into attacking him at an airport in Kuala Lumpur. She said she believed she was taking part in a prank TV show. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is dismissing protests that have broken out against his plan to dismantle the nation's health care plan and replace it with something he says is better. Noisy protests have sprouted recently at meetings in the home districts of Republican members of Congress. The president said on Twitter late Tuesday that the demonstrations are planned by liberal activists. The Trump administration moved Wednesday to revoke an Obama administration guideline mandating schools across the country to allow transgender students to use the bathrooms and locker rooms of their chosen sex. The administration says the matter should be left up to the individual states to decide. Anti-bullying provisions in the guidelines are being retained. President Trump said Wednesday he plans to make the U.S. government leaner and more accountable. He made the remarks ahead of a meeting with key administration budget officials.
Unfortunately, the budget that we're inheriting, essentially inheriting, is a mess. The finances of our country are a mess, but we're going to clean them up.
Mr. Trump said, quoting now, "We must do a lot more with less." Researchers announced Wednesday the discovery of seven planets orbiting a small star in our galaxy. All seven are believed to be about the size and mass of the Earth and are situated in a way that makes water possible on their surfaces. Scientists believe the planets are the most promising places to search for life outside our solar system. Hungary has taken its name out of contention to host the 2024 Summer Olympics. A government spokesman made the announcement Wednesday. Last week, opponents of holding the Games in Budapest submitted a petition calling for a referendum on the matter. Los Angeles and Paris are also in the running. Russia's highest court Wednesday overturned the conviction of opposition activist Ildar Dadin, who had been in jail for more than a year for holding an unauthorized demonstration. The Russian Supreme Court annulled the case against Dadin and ordered his release. His wife told a local radio program that the court has not announced a release date. She says she will try to convince her husband to leave Russia once he gets out of jail. Somalia's new president was formally inaugurated Wednesday in a ceremony where he pledged to begin stabilizing the country. He warned the process will take many years. Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, better known as Farmajo, took the oath of office in Mogadishu. A Hong Kong court has sentenced Donald Tsang, the Chinese territory's former chief executive, to 20 months in prison on charges of official misconduct. The 72-year-old Tsang was found guilty last week of failing to disclose negotiations to lease an apartment from a major investor in a communications company seeking a license from the government. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.